in the whole of the United States, there are, I think, 566 federally recognized tribes. It's a quite arduous process to get the recognition.
Dan Skyhorse Helms is tribal vice chief of the Santa Rosa County Creeks. That arduous journey, he says, can be done in three avenues: an application to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, filing a lawsuit seeking federal recognition, or seeking an act of Congress.
Of the 566 tribes, only 17 were given federal recognition through the Bureau of Indian Affairs process. The average length of time to complete that process is 60 years. So you would almost think that they didn't want you to be federally recognized.
The Creeks are now in the process of putting together documentation and other requirements needed to be recognized by Uncle Sam. Helms says at this point, they're not sure which avenue they'll use.
We're investigating that right now. One of the big things is they want you to show continuous tribal activity or evidence of you being a tribe for over 100 years. There are about 7 points of their require for federal recognition. That one is the hardest one to do.
The tribe is also looking at possible recognition by the state of Florida, for which there is no official process. As that work continues, the Santa Rosa Creek's annual powwow is set for Saturday and Sunday on their 93-acre tribal grounds on Willard Norris Road in Milton, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. It's free and open to the public.
What they can expect at the powwow is Native American dancing and singing with the drum. Billy White Fox is a Grammy Award-winning Native American flute player. Sheldon Sundown from the Seneca Nation in New York will be coming down to do a demonstration dance.
About 10,000 people attended last year's powwow. Along with the music and dancing, they feasted on roasted corn and Indian fry bread and watched time-honored rituals such as smudging, receiving smoke from a burning combination of white sage, tobacco, and sweetgrass. Helping with the smudging last year was Standing Wolf, a.k.a. Eddie Milstead.
The purpose behind the smudging is to get rid of all the evil of the bad and bring in the good. Everything you touch, you pick something up, whether it be bad or good. This is a way to get rid of all the bad.
Meanwhile, work continues on the 4,000-square-foot Native American Cultural Center on site. Vice Chief Dan Helms says they're 98% finished with the building.
The only remaining things which we wanted to get done before powwow that just didn't work out for us is the painting of the ceiling and the staining of the concrete floor. That's going to be done within the next 2 weeks, and then we will be ready to start setting up our Native American Museum with over 3,000 artifacts.
The center will also house a genealogy resource center and general activities room. It's being funded by a pair of $100,000 grants from the Impact 100 organization. Helms believes this and gaining federal recognition are major steps in preserving Native American culture and history.
We say that we are people of one fire, one cause, one purpose, and that is to keep our culture from just disappearing, the language being one of the more important things that we're trying to preserve. Because when a language dies, a culture dies.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.